Good morning. Welcome. And had my usual little playlist issues. Not as big as they usually are, so give thanks. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, February 8th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, today's theme is about how we are controlled by stories and how once class, power, the global state statesman, once class is established globally, once the Roach Motel is fully constructed, all the stories allowed are versions of one, the logic of rule. This story has a vision and a mission. And so, as those who own it are only 0.0001% of us. And by the by, as an intimate relation standing by, the following has been on my mind to mention ever since Oxfam released its report on global inequality, which said that 1% of the entire global population, we're talking some 70 million, owns as much as 3.5 billion. And my thought, my reaction, really, well, there's a request to the numbers crunchers I've got. Here's a request to the numbers crunchers. You who compose these quantifications, give us instead the ratio we need that most effects are getting free. Effects, E with an E. That best reflects our true endowment, we commoners, for millennia on leash. That being the wealth divergence between everyone else and those minuscule few 10,000, the 0.0001%. And so, as this is but a minuscule few who hold this view, this vision, they must get us to implement it. And trained as they are to be militaristic, they've in their minds organized us into regiments. They need officers and grunts and downstairs servants. And us raised, willing to bow to them. And I'm going to quote from a gentleman described as a Western humanist and idealist philosopher from France. Quote, "The regeneration of the inferior or degenerate races by the superior races is part of the providential order of things for humanity." My interjection. Well, you know, at some point, it might be worth our while to delve deeper into this mindset in such a way that we can see it reflected in our current social system, our current social reality, because we tend to read these extreme versions of the ideology of class as just that, as a part of some fringe relegated to the, you know, the dustbin of history, as opposed to recognizing that it changes forms, but as long as class is class, and power is power, as long as these are institutionalized around us, we are going to see versions of this story. So I am struck by that word, providential. I am struck by that word because it really does get back to Bentham and understanding how they see their role, these global state statesmen, because this is a power-driven ideology, that being that which they are motivated by. So, it would be odd for us to think of this as being the way of things of providence. So, in order to get beyond the notion that those who make the decisions for us have us in their best interests. I do think we need to understand this, how they see their role as benevolent. Continuing. The regeneration of the inferior or degenerate races by the superior races is part of the providential order of things for humanity. Nature has made a race of workers, the Chinese race, who have wonderful manual dexterity and almost no sense of honor. Govern them with justice, levying from them in return for the blessing of such a government, an ample allowance for the conquering race, and they will be satisfied. A race of tillers of the soil, the Negro. Treat him with kindness and humanity, and all will be as it should. A race of masters and soldiers, the European race. Reduce this noble race to working in the ergastulum, that I presume, because I couldn't find the word in the dictionary, is from the Greek ergon. I found other words with similar roots. And perhaps the Greek gaster for stomach. Perhaps it means those who must work to eat. And that's what we have to change, brothers and sisters. I mean, that's just it right there. In just a few words. We must establish for ourselves lives in which we are not forced to work to eat. Reduce this noble race to working in the ergastulum, like Negroes and Chinese, and they rebel. But the life at which our workers rebel would make a Chinese or a fella happy, as they are not military creatures in the least. Let each one do what he is made for, and all will be well. Unquote from Ernest Renan. And that's quoted in Chinwesu. The West and the rest of us, white predators, black slavers, and the African elite. And that was in the chapter Global Power and the Myths of Racism. And that was written in 1975. I wonder what has become of Chinwesu, who so early on was taking that global perspective and talking about global power. So when the young college educated urged to devise new apps or financial instruments or run all the systems or launch some new startup to serve the global state statesmen, when they are told they are creatives, they are, if they buy it, eating up the latest version of the conquering race story and holding hostage our free future. Because if they, the so-called creatives, who operate the networks, the grid that hosts our interconnections, were to decide, finally, that they are not special, not cut from some cloth of a more refined order, and instead make common cause with all of us targeted, then it would be game over for power and its system, and authentic existence could begin again. Education is quite literally the means for fostering the divisions that perpetuate the system.